Welcome to Narratives. Set in Darwin, Kat, a schoolteacher, is in love with Adam, an ex-military man with trauma-induced behavioural problems. Language warning on this reading.
Outside the store, Adam rubbed pepper residue from his eyes. Beads of sweat ran down his face and circles of moisture darkened the front and back of his T-shirt. He wiped his face with the shirt, turning away to spit in the dirt. With disgust marginally tinged with pity, Kat reached into her vehicle for tissues. "Thanks," he muttered, avoiding eye contact. He turned back to the shop, sneezed, then winced, blew his nose, coughed, winced again. He rolled his shoulders with care, opening and closing his right fist, the knuckles crimson. Kat bit her cheek as Adam fixated on the store and the white car. A sudden deafening crack of afternoon thunder rumbled above them. "Fuck!" he yelled, kicking the tired Jeep closest to him. Kat snatched hair away from her face. "Get in." "I need to check that sedan," he said, inclining his head toward it, his voice hoarse. "It'll only take a second." "No." Kat jumped into the Jeep, hands shaking as she cranked the engine and motored off in first gear, her foot light on the accelerator. Adam hesitated, then followed, hampered by a slight limp. When her vehicle's brake lights shone red, he picked up the pace, yanking open the passenger door. "Let me drive," he said. "Get stuffed." He made a grab for her arm, but Kat white-knuckled the gear stick and the Jeep took off for the second time. This time she wasn't going to stop. Hot-footing it to maintain his hold on the open door, Adam made a lunge for the handle on the glove box and heaved himself into Whitey. Kilometres passed in silence along the highway. "Put on your seatbelt," she ordered. Adam leant over, searching for something in the Jeep's console. Kat ignored him as best she could. "Where are my sunnies?" he asked. "Who cares? They were too dark for polite conversation anyway." Adam gave her a long look, then checked the rear vision mirror as he reached for the seatbelt strap. Kat didn't know where to start. "Are you a criminal? Are you okay? Do you have a death wish? Do you get angry in stores very often? Do you need to see someone?" But instead she said, "You owe me an explanation." "Trust me, that guy's trouble." Adam's voice was like sandpaper. "He's not the only one." Her passenger frowned at the road before rubbing his face with his hands. "He tried to kill you," Kat said, raising her voice. Adam snorted. "Rubbish. He was just trying to give me a fright." "Oh, right, just like you scared the bejesus out of him." She flicked him a stern look. "Why didn't you want to stay for the police?" He sighed. "Why didn't you?" Kat took her eyes off the road to stare at Adam, incredulous. He leant towards her again, correcting her steering as the Jeep veered. A slow, simmering aftershock built up inside her, all the more confusing as she just felt his hand on hers. "Listen, that was a tough situation. Let me drive," he said. "I said no. I've done it before. I'm well aware you can drive." Adam cleared his throat and his voice was tight and low. "I've killed someone by focusing." What the heck was that supposed to mean? Kat thought. She opened her mouth to speak, then thought better of it, keeping her eyes glued on the road ahead. Lightning flashed across the sky and thunder rumbled in the distance seconds later. She turned on the radio, discovering they had reception. She was stunned by her reaction during and after the fight, more than the fight itself. Hands gripping the wheel, she wondered why she'd responded to Adam so... God, it had all felt so visceral. Who was that teacher on steroids? Kat was also exhausted, beyond wanting to hear his story about killing someone or anything else about the man next to her.
You've been listening to Susan Latween reading from her novel, Arafura. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.